Thank you.
This is the timestamp for CCNSO council meeting in Westside. The time is 16:02. The date is October 15th, 2014.
See this one set up, is that for you there? Yeah. No, the one on the table. Oh, no, it's a laptop. Sorry, I'm looking sideways. No. Okay, cool.
Okay, everybody, let's take our seats, get comfortable. Hello? Hello, hello. Can you hear me down at the other end? Can you hear me now? Okay, well, I'd like to call the council meeting October 15th to order. Welcome, everybody, to the ICANN 51 council meeting. As you can see from the agenda, it is fulsome, to say the least. So certainly encourage any discussion that people would like to have, but we'll also try to be as efficient as possible. Gabby, do we have any apologies?
Yes, we have apologies from Peter van Roster, Jorda Iparaguirre, Hong Su, Carolina Aguera, Don Hollander, and Celia Lehrman-Friedman. Although I can see that Peter, Jordi, and Carolina are following us through Adobe Connect.
Thank you very much. The minutes were from the previous meeting have been circulated. I hope you all had time to review them. Were there any corrections, issues, errors, comments on the minutes? Okay, seeing none, we'll take them as approved. And I would just say once again, we have a very long, straight table, which is a challenge when you're the chair in the middle of it. So please, if I don't happen to see you or catch your eye, wave or make yourself known if you want to make an intervention. Thank you. Gabby, actions.
That's for Christina.
All actions have been completed. I don't know if you want to hear them.
That's great. Thank you. Well done, everybody. No outstanding actions. Item number 3 is the adoption of the council election report. Given the number of agenda items that we have here, I'm not going to review the background. You have it in front of you. You've had it as part of your agenda. If there's any discussion, we'll take it with the resolution, but I'm not going to go through the background that you have in front of you. So in terms of the election report, we do have a draft resolution. The way I'd like to do this is we'll make a motion on the resolutions, and then we can have discussion after that, and then a vote. So just in terms of process. So the draft resolution, which I will read for the record, is the CCNSO Council adopts the election report for the council elections 2015 and thanks Gabby for her hard work as the elections process manager. The CCNSO congratulates the elected candidates and notes that they will take their seat at the end of the CCNSO meeting at the February ICANN meeting. Could I get somebody to make a motion for that? Leslie and Demi seconding it. Thank you very much. Any discussion on that motion? Leslie?
Thank you, Byron. It's miles away. In the session we've had with the candidates and the board candidate, I heard concerns around there not being a competitive election. So I would like to suggest an expansion to the resolutions, really to ask the council to consider that further about how for the next time round we can have a more competitive process and hopefully encourage more people to stand for both the board and the council places. I think we have a work item there.
So just to be clear, you're suggesting a friendly amendment here that would add some language to the existing resolution?
I am. I'm suggesting we add that hearing the community concerns, the council look further into how we can best encourage more candidates to stand next year.
Thank you. Any further comment or discussion on that? Okay, we have a seconder with Nigel. Bart.
May I suggest to Council that they consider this as well as part of, I think, agenda item,
You have agenda item 15, which you could add it to, but it didn't necessarily seem to apply.
No, but refer in that agenda item to this one as well, or the other way around.
Which agenda item?
15.
But because I thought that was primarily around procedural guidelines, it wouldn't necessarily expand to cover participation.
I would tend to agree with that. Is there any further discussion around adding the verbiage for the friendly amendment as suggested by Leslie? No? Okay. Can I call for a vote? Everybody in favor of the resolution with the wording as proposed by Leslie regarding enhancing our efforts to encourage other people or more people to participate in the process? All in favor? I'm going to need help on this. It's challenging to see.
Can I sit here, Byron, and help you by looking at
that? That would be great. Please do. Excellent, innovative suggestion. Very internet worthy. I think to boot, this long table is almost curved slightly backwards, too. We'll just let Keith take his seat and then carry on. Was there anybody opposed to that? Anybody abstaining from that? Okay. Thank you. Item number 4, the board member selection. Again, I won't read the background. It should be relatively fresh in our memory, so hopefully everybody recalls yesterday's conversation. I will read the draft resolution for the record, which is the CCNSO Council adopts the selection report for the board seat 12 selection process, and thanks Gabby for her hard work as election process manager. The CCNSO Council selects Mike Silber to fill ICANN board seat number 12, starting at the end of ICANN's annual general meeting in 2015 for a term of 3 years. The Council requests its chair to inform the ICANN secretary accordingly. The Council congratulates Mike on his nomination and selection and expressed its deep appreciation for his services to date on the ICANN Board of Directors. That's the resolution. Can I get a motion for that? Nigel, seconder, Katrina, Youngham was quicker on the draw. Thank you. Any discussion on this? Seeing none, a call for a vote. All in favor? Thank you. Any opposed? Abstaining? Okay. Thank you. Resolution carried. Agenda item number 5. The Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance, something that has been on our agenda before, and we are going to get it done this meeting. There's the appointment of members. A number of members, we sent out a call for volunteers and got a number of members. We have a draft resolution which identifies those members, and the draft resolution is, which I will read for the record, the CCNSO Council appoints the following volunteers to the CCWGIG. Eric Iriarte, Vika Misplane, and Jorg Schweitzer. Sorry if I'm butchering people's names. The Council requests the Secretariat to inform the co-chairs of the CCWG of the appointment of these members. Could I get a motion for that, please? Keith first, Katrina second, thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of this resolution? All in favor of this resolution? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 5.1 completed. Motion carried. Resolution carried, rather. 5.2 related, the appointment of the co-chair to the CCWGIG, and the draft resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO Council appoints Jordan Carter from .nz as co-chair of the CCWGIG and requests him to regularly attend the CCNSO Council meetings, specifically for the related part on the agenda to liaise between the CCWG and the Council. The Secretariat is requested to inform the CCWGIG leadership and support staff of Jordan's appointment, and the Secretariat is requested to ensure Jordan is invited in a timely manner. Could I get somebody to make a motion on that? Katrina.
I need a second.
stating an interest that I know there's
something. I think there was a seconder down there who is unsullied in that way.
Yangam,
thank you. Any discussion on this item? Yangam, I think. Sorry, I can't even. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Baron. Yangam, Dad Kr. I would just like to make sure that Jordan was notified and has accepted. Okay, great. I would just like to. I think this was an excellent choice on our part. I'm just curious what the process was to select. And I think this question goes to the appointment of chairs for all other groups as well.
I think with Jordan, first off, his interest was expressed, so that was a key component. He has been with the group since its inception back before Singapore, and was very interested and committed to the chair, the group, the work of the group itself, and as such was proposed as the chair for that group.
Right, the reason,
go ahead.
Yes, Yangam again. The reason I'm asking is because I noticed that Lisa had to step down as chair of, not this group, but and this question is for the chair of all the other cross community working groups, and she had to step down as chair for the cross community working group on names of territories, and because she was appointed. To become a member of another cross-community working group that was on IANA transition, and I think she was also selected or proposed as to become a co-chair of that group as well. And so I was just wondering how everything was discussed and how everything was just was determined as well, and not just for this group, but for all the other groups as well. Thanks.
Leslie?
I would suggest that as a general matter, maybe that's an issue we could look to document in item 15 that Bart was directing me to earlier, where it could be, we could much better clarify how the processes work that currently we apply, or indeed change them.
Thank you. And if we could take that specific issue to item 15, we can add it to that process if we so desire at that point. And we can have further discussion about the individual proposals for chair as we come to those items. So I take your point, Yangam. Let's have that conversation when we get to those specific items. Did we vote on that? We did vote on that.
No,
not yet. Okay, that was just simply the discussion. Is there any further discussion on this item? Maybe I'll call for a motion on that, or call for a vote on that, rather, on that resolution. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Congratulations, Jordan. Look forward to hearing your reports. Item number 5.3, which I think was an additional item, not in the original agenda. Draft resolution. I'll read it for the record. The Secretariat is requested to draft a charter for adoption by the Council, and in close collaboration with the appointed members of the CCWGIG, to transform the ad hoc group into a standing committee focused on internet governance, excluding ICANN's accountability enhancement and IANA stewardship transition processes. So this is really just to take something we already had, which was in the form of a study group, an ad hoc study group, and formalize it into a working group. Can I have a motion on that resolution, please? Margarita and... Thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? No, thank you. Okay, we'll call for a vote on the resolution 5-3. All in favor?
Yes.
Unanimous approval for 5-3. Thank you very much. Moving on to number 6, administrative matters relating to the SOP. Most of us, I think, would have heard Giovanni's presentation this morning, which I think accurately summed up the background. There is a draft resolution that the Secretariat is requested to invite the current membership to indicate whether they want to stay on as member, taking into account the aforementioned criteria. After completion of this review, the Secretariat is requested to send out a call for volunteers, including the proposed requirements, and the CCNSO Council will appoint or reappoint members of the SOP Working Group at its first meeting after the call for volunteers has been concluded. The CCNSO Council requests Giovanni Seppia, the current interim chair, to remain interim chair until the new membership of the SOP Working Group has nominated a chair and this person is appointed by council. Could I get a motion on that, please? Leslie and Dottie, thank you very much. Any discussion on this resolution?
Just the typo in the second line, they want to stay on as member. It should be members, so friendly amendment.
Yes, thank you. And actually, while we're at it, in the third paragraph, it's meeting with two E's, not just one. Okay. Any other discussion? No? Okay. All in favor of this resolution? Unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, item number 7, appointing a member to the Council Triage Committee. As I think we know, Hong is stepping down, and we need to replace her on the Triage Committee. So the draft resolution is the CCNSO Council appoints Celia Lehrman-Friedman, the NOMCOM appointee, as a member of the CCNSO Council Triage Committee, and thanks Hong Zhu for her contributions to the Triage Committee. Can I get a motion on this, please? Nigel? Nigel and Young-Um, is that it? Okay, thank you. I'm just going to let you do that, actually. I'm not, I'll wait to hear from you. Thank you. Any discussion on resolution number 7? Young-Um, please go ahead.
Thanks, Baron. Just a question. So this triage committee assumes that a NOMCOM appointee I mean, there may be no formal requirement, because it was desirable that a NOMCOM appointee become a member of the triage committee. Was that the reason for Celia being nominated? Just a question. Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't catch just the last part of it. Could you? Your question was. Is Celia there just because she's a NOMCOM appointee?
I mean, yes. I mean, not just because, but I mean, of course, she would have. More than enough credentials, but because she's taking the place of Hongxue, is that? I mean, was there a linkage between Hongxue being a member of the of the NOMCOM appointee and Celia being a member of the NOMCOM appointee? And again, this is just a question.
The short answer is no. She volunteered to do the work. That was the rationale. It had nothing to do with her NOMCOM status one way or the other.
Additional question, Byron?
Please go ahead.
I mean, but so the additional question is, do we maybe assume that, is there an assumption that a NOMCOM appointee being a member of the triage community is a very, I mean, having at least one member is a desirable sort of structure of the triage committee, or is it just because of her individual credentials? Thanks.
The selection of Hong and Celia was because of their willingness and interest to participate and the work that they have done and will do. It didn't have anything to do with the NOMCOM, how they got to this council.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. So call for a vote on, or actually, sorry, is there any other discussion on this? No? Okay, I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you. Item number 8. Appointment of the co-chair on the Cross-Community Working Group, use of names of country and territories as TLDs. It's a draft resolution that the CCNSO Council appoints Annabeth Lang as one of the two CCNSO-appointed co-chairs. The Secretariat is requested to inform the other co-chairs and the members of the UCTN accordingly. Can I get a motion for that? Hero and Katrina, thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? No? In that case, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of this resolution? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Annabeth. Thank you. Item number 9. Actually, sorry, just before I go to item number 9, I think it would also be appropriate to say thank you to Liz for the work that she's done in the interim there. Item number 9, adoption of the Framework of Interpretation Working Group final report. The draft resolution is long, but I would like to read it into the record, so please bear with me. This is a significant, very significant piece of work, and it's certainly worthy of being read into the record. The CCNSO Council notes and welcomes the exemplary, long, and intensive consultation efforts and process the FOIWG went through to gather input and feedback from the community. The CCNSO Council requests the chair of the CCNSO and the chair of the FOIWG to work with the chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee and interested GAC members to actively seek GAC support for the FOI prior to sending the FOI to the ICANN board for its adoption at the next ICANN meeting in February 2015. Until such time...
Would you like a friendly amendment?
Yes.
Make its position clear.
Yes, thank you. Until such time as the GAC makes its position clear, The CCNSO Council expresses its interim support of the following. One, the framework of interpretation is included in the final report of the FOIWG. Two, the recommendations included in the final report of the FOIWG. And three, that these resolutions be published as soon as possible. At its... Thank you, Nigel. Friendly amendment. At the latest, at the next ICANN meeting, the CCNSO Council will take a definite decision. Finally, the CCNSO Council wholeheartedly thanks and congratulates all who participated in the process with the results. In particular, the chair of the FOIWG, Keith Davidson from .nz, and the members of the WG, and all the members of the community and ICANN staff and contractors who were involved in this long and often challenging effort. Could I get a motion on this, please? Young Amin Leslie. Okay, thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? Nigel?
If Keith's not going to say anything, I just want to make a brief comment. The final report of the Interpretation Working Group is the culmination of a significant period of work. We all know what's been involved. It provides the community to a greater depth than ever before details of the construction of RFC 5091, perhaps the most fundamental document for the delegation of CCTLDs. It's been a privilege for me personally to be a part of this, and I commend it to Council for its approval.
Thank you, Nigel. Keith?
I'd just like to express my reservation about being noted to be particularly thanked, because I think it is the combined efforts of a fantastic working group who came together and indicated that it was going to be an extremely trying ordeal for us all, but I think we adopted a spirit of cooperation, and I think I don't want to be specified in particular, because we all worked hard to get this done. Thank you.
Could I make a suggestion that perhaps we leave the resolution as is, but for the record, could you please identify all the members of your working group?
Identify all of them?
The country code operators.
Move to thank in particular all the CCTLDs and members of the working group and the support from staff and contractors. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this? Okay. Well, let's vote on the draft resolution. All in favor? Unanimous. Well done. A remarkable piece of work and remarkable endurance. Item number 10. Leslie?
Sorry, I'd just like to suggest that we share the wording of that resolution, particularly with the GAC.
Indeed, yes. Okay, item number 10, which is the IANA stewardship transition process. Just a verbal update. Keith, would you like to take that on?
I'm happy to take that on from an ICG perspective and report that there was a conference call just prior to this, us coming here, and really that was to finalise things for the meeting that's here on Friday. So the next significant piece of activity is actually yet to come rather than anything I can currently report on.
Thank you, and I can probably just offer a brief update on the CWG IANA, having been the co-chair of the drafting team and the temporary co-chair for the first couple of meetings. That working group has been constituted. It had a first conference call last week, which was primarily discussing issues of process and formation. And then, as a number of you will have participated in, there was the first face-to-face meeting on Monday, where we tried to work through some more process issues, as well as talked about scope and trying to bring all of the members to a common understanding of what's required, what's the scope, what are the relevant documents, etc. And also worked through some of the logistics and a commitment by all members to participate in a two-hour call every week, as well as review significant documentation to get up to speed. So that process is certainly well underway and a significant effort for those involved. Any discussion on this issue? Questions? It's been pretty well discussed over the last few days. Okay, thank you. Item number 11, which I'd say we've probably covered just now. The only thing I would say is there any other ICG or CWG members who want to make any comment? No. Vika?
Just an addition that is, I think Lisa earlier on during the discussion, the panel discussion stated the five CCNSO members to the working group are also meeting tomorrow to discuss especially some of the positions and principles that flew out of the recent panel we had. Yeah.
Great, thanks. It's very encouraging. You're already self-organizing to work together on this issue. Thank you, Vika. Item number 12, the appointment of co-chair of the CWGINS stewardship transition proposal, something I have to say I just colloquially refer to as CWGINS. There probably is a little bit of background that is relevant here, in that during the drafting process and the organization of the working group itself, it was agreed upon among the various communities that are participating here that given the nature of this discussion and the role that the GNSO and the CCNSO played in the formation of this endeavor, and the fact that we collectively are the directly affected parties on the naming in the naming space, that the CCNSO and the GNSO would hold the co-chair positions. Two co-chair positions, we would get one each. So that's how this came to be, and that's why the CCNSO actually has this opportunity. That said, there's a draft resolution in front of us. The CCNSO Council appoints Lise Fur from .dk as co-chair of the CWG to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal related to the naming-related function. The CCNSO Council requests its chair to inform the other chartering organizations and the other co-chair of the CWG accordingly. The CCNSO Council requests Lise to regularly attend the CCNSO Council meetings, in particular for the related part of the meeting, to liaise between the CWG and the Council. And the Secretariat is requested to ensure Lise is invited in a timely manner. Could I get a motion on that, please? Thank you, Keith and Vika. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote on this resolution. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. And having chaired the first face-to-face meeting of this group, good luck. Number 13, enhancing ICANN's accountability process, progress accountability process update. It's in process. Does anybody want to deliver that one? Yeah. Then I will take a stab at that. I think there's been significant discussion since the weekend, main forums, certainly Fadi and Steve Crocker, our discussions in GAC, and at the board level, and the main session on Monday afternoon, I think have talked about this in detail and started to clarify it for the community. That in a sense, or I believe, from what we understand, that while this will be one process, there essentially will be two tracks. One track specific and germane to IANA-related issues, and one that is probably longer in duration related to overall ICANN accountability issues. There is another session on this particular topic tomorrow morning, 9, which will probably be informative given that the community has had a number of days to wrestle with it and immerse themselves in it. I think probably the good news and deserves to be recognized is that ICANN made significant change to their initial proposal or straw man and has listened to the community and for the most part I think has reflected the views of the community in how the structure and process at least should work. Bart. That's right. That's right. And the potential drafting team from all of the various constituency groups that are participating in it. Thank you. Good point. Any further discussion on that? Okay. Item number 14, appointment of CCNSO members to the CWG accountability drafting team. Draft resolution is the CCNSO Council appoints the following volunteers as members and alternate to the drafting team to establish a CCWG on enhancement of ICANN's accountability, with two members, Becky Burr and Matthew Vail, and an alternate, Dina Burr. Can I get a motion on this, please? Katrina and Keith, thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? Nope, seeing none, then I'll call for a vote. All in favor? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Item number 15, Guidelines and Process Review Committee. There's a draft resolution, which I'll read for the record. The Secretariat is requested to draft a charter for CCNSO Guideline and Process Review Committee for adoption by the Council at its next meeting. Purpose of the committee should be to review the current guidelines, whether they reflect current practices and working methods, assess potential gaps, and based on this analysis, propose changes to the current guidelines. The draft charter should also include a proposal for membership. Could I get a motion on that, please? Katrina and Demi, thank you. Any discussion on this resolution? Leslie?
Given that I made the point that that was all about processes earlier, is that also an opportunity to think about our accountability back to the community, or would that actually be a separate issue?
Keith?
I think even adding to Leslie's comment, you know, we are 10 years old as a community, so perhaps the first or the best thing we could do is actually have a real visit on our reason for being and our rules and so on. So a CCNSO plus 10, to use the WSIS jargon, would that be appropriate? I mean, I know we're in overload now, but as something that we might head towards once we clear the decks a bit, so we could make this as a stage of that?
I wasn't quite going that far, because I think there's another CCNSO review in the same way that we had done 3-4 years ago that will come up. Maybe we ought to check on the timing of that first.
That sounds reasonable.
We should check on that because there is one, although I can't think what the date would be. And certainly just as a general response to your comment, I think it's entirely appropriate that sometime in the not-too-distant future we should reflect upon, are we actually who we initially envisioned ourselves, and are there any gaps, and what could we do going forward? However, I think we should wait till we get a couple of these major pieces of work behind us and not just add on to what is already an exceptionally full dance card.
Unless you're going to come out of retirement, Keith.
No chance. Just following up, there was a comment earlier, or two comments earlier, referring to making some amendment to this resolution to achieve some other aspects. Has anyone worked on wording for those amendments, or is it reasonably covered in what we're considering?
Leslie or Young-Am or any?
My view was that I think the issue around how people get appointed to working groups should be covered by this. Young-Am may differ.
My comments about this is that I think so far the selections and everything have I agree wholeheartedly with the proposed selections, but sometimes I would like to have had a have contributed to the selection, and then I would feel a lot more confident and feel better about myself.
Could I suggest that somebody propose a friendly amendment to... Okay, before I finish my sentence, Bart, did you have something to add?
Clarification on what is meant by the guidelines. One of the guidelines is, in fact, the whole mechanism around working groups, how they are established, how people are appointed, etc. And given that we have changed our practices over time, this is one of the part that needs to be revisited that includes selection and appointment of members and how you want to deal with it.
Okay, so what you're saying, just to be clear, is that the word guidelines, the guidelines themselves actually include it. Yeah. So essentially we are covered.
Yeah, and especially with reference to working methods and practices that have evolved since 2008. So one of the what initiated this thinking was, in fact, the whole selection mechanism, first with the members on the ICG, and secondly with the cross-community working group, as we do not have a set procedure around working groups, how we appoint them. It has grown over time, and therefore is not documented.
Great, thank you. So I think we're covered based on that, and thank you, Young-Am, for raising the issue and helping us clarify it. Leslie, does that deal with your question then?
I think absolutely. That's why I referred it to that item, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Then I'll call for a vote on this resolution. All in favor? Thank you, everybody. Okay. Moving on to council, pardon me, updates. If we could try to keep them relatively brief. As the chair, I have been to the IGF in Istanbul last week, actually hosted the Canadian Internet Forum, which is our domestic version, and have been participating in the SOAC chair and leadership calls and meetings every Friday. Prior to an ICANN meeting, there is a face-to-face working session, which is primarily just an exchange of information in terms of what's happening in the various communities and any of the potentially hot topics for the coming week, and an attempt to coordinate activities if there is any relevant place that that can be accomplished. But primarily just an exchange of views and activities and what our communities are doing in the coming week in particular. Vice chairs.
Well, on Monday, Gabby and I we had a meeting with Mark and Chris from ICANN regarding the website of CCNSO. The idea is to do some facelift, work on the content, and we desperately need an easy content management system, because currently all the updates to the website have to be sent to ICANN Tech Department for implementation. We want something that could give us the tool to do quick updates. So at this moment, looks quite positive. We have to look into what we want and start working on the website. And I think at some point we'll need to have a call for volunteers to this group.
Keith?
My focus has been almost totally on the final stages of the FOI and the IANA transition group. And I think I've already reported in on those. So other than that, it's just been fairly torrid.
Thanks. Any councillor updates? Leslie?
I know you asked this to be short, but can I just nick a few minutes? So people might know that I left Nominate in July, and it hasn't been possible to update councillors or all the CCNSO, in fact, about what I was doing next until the announcements had been made public. But I thought it might be helpful just to cover that and put it on the record. So I'm pursuing what's known as a portfolio career, which is a grand name for a collection of part-time jobs. They are primarily board roles. So some of you may have seen this week that I will be the chair of the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency in the UK. This is a government agency appointment, and it runs a registry, rather a big registry of 82 million driver and vehicle records. And in that role, obviously, I'll be leading their board. And it may be of interest to the CCNSO in time how registries outside of the DNS work. Who knows? I will also be a member of a company called AQL, which is a UK telecoms and mobile messaging business. And I will also be doing a board member role for a cybersecurity organisation in the UK. But that's not yet been confirmed. But again, that probably will be very relevant for this space. The UK, like many governments, has a growing interest in cybersecurity. I will also be a volunteer panel member. I've been appointed by the Deputy Prime Minister for a review of UK surveillance legislation, particularly how to balance privacy with national security. And I will be doing DNS Women still, which is networking and support for women in this industry. And finally, if I have any spare time, we'll be doing some consultancy for a company called Arcatelos that I know some of you have worked with, and that provides consultancy to GTRDs and CCTRDs on strategy and so on. I'm particularly aware that the last role might possibly result in some conflicts of interest. I'm very aware of that, and obviously would like to say that if that is the case, then I would declare that interest and withdraw from discussion. But like Youngham, in fact, when I joined the council, I was a CCTLD employee, even though elected in a personal capacity, but that's obviously no longer the case. I would like to say, however, that I do remain both connected and committed to the CCNSO space and the CCTLD community, and certainly I've had some discussions with Byron about how I can continue to be involved and how that is going to work with the rest of my portfolio. I'm not sure yet how it's going to work, but I really wanted to put all of that information out there, and very happy to take questions or comments either here or offline.
Thank you, Leslie. On that note, are there any questions or comments on this subject and on Leslie's disclosure? Youngham.
Yes, thank you, Baron. And thank you, Leslie, for sharing your sharing with us information about your status. I think that there has been some discussion, and I'm very glad to hear you explain your position relatively clearly. I would just like to make sure that what I've heard from you, saying that Nominate is supporting you, representing the European region, and if that is so, I think we would all, most of us, at least, will be very supportive behind you.
No, I didn't say that Nominate was supporting that. To be frank, I haven't asked Nominate if they supported that or not.
Any other comments? I will just follow up with the notion that I did raise this directly with Leslie, because conflict is both potentially real, but certainly far more often it's the perception that is the challenge. And full and frank and transparent disclosure, I think, is the most efficient way to mitigate any perception of conflict. I feel that Leslie has done that at this point. She's going to continue to think through whether, given her portfolio of activities, that the demands of the CCNSO will fit into that, and she'll be able to commit the level of work and effort that she always has. So that's a bit of an ongoing discussion, but thank you for being so frank in your disclosure at this point. Any other councillor updates that people would like to make us aware of?
Just in addition, I would just like to echo Byron's appreciation of Leslie. Thank you.
Thanks, Youngham. Seeing no further ones, I would ask, are there any regional organization updates? Right. Do we have a mic? Roving mic? Ah, yes, of course we do. Thank you. Barack.
Thank you, Chair. Barack Otieno from Africa Top Level Domains Organization, for the records. For the regional organizations, I'd like to start by noting that cooperation among the four regional top level domain organizations and collaboration is increasing. We had a joint board meeting during this meeting, as has been the practice in the other meetings. And I think today you also saw that we had a joint presentation done by Patrick Miles. That is just part of what we are doing. Also, on behalf of my colleagues, I wish to say that we, on Tuesday next week, will be launching the survey on the IANA transition. It's a joint survey that we are doing. We'll do this on the CCTLD world lists, and I think we are also going to share this information with the other all the other stakeholders. And then we also had a meeting between the regional top-level domain organization managers and the CCNSO executive. We are grateful for that opportunity, and we are hoping that this will be a regular activity to strengthen our collaboration, cooperation, and even contribution within the CCNSO. Lastly, I think on behalf of AFTLD, I wish to say that we have an event coming up from 10th to 14th November in Lesotho. And I think LACTLD also has an event. I will ask Sophia to briefly speak about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barak. I'm Sophia Zarvino from LACTLD. I would like to mention that LACTLD tech meeting took place in Sao Paulo during the first week of October. We had nearly 20 registries from LAC region, and we're going to hold our legal meeting and General Assembly, and will take place the 6th and 7th of November in Aruba. And at this meeting, we are going to be discussing the IANA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability. Talks will take place the 7th, and we are reaching out to all CCTLDs in our region, whether they are or not members from our organization.
Thank you. November in Aruba, that sounds like a good meeting to go to. certainly better than November in Ottawa. Where's Don? APTLD, were they?
Don sent us apologies.
Right, apologies, thank you. And Peter, is he in the ether somewhere? No? So you're speaking on their behalf? Okay. Is Carolina going to say something in addition? No? Okay, well, we will consider the RO reports delivered. Thank you very much. Staff updates? None? Okay. Thank you all. Item number 17, working group updates. 17.1, the CCWG squared that Becky would have delivered. Is there anybody else who can speak to that? Bart? That, for everybody's reference, is the cross-community working group on cross-community working groups.
Yeah. That working group had a meeting this morning during the CCNSO meeting itself. So that was a bit of an issue. So I don't know who of the CCTLDs attended. I couldn't go there as staff support because I had other priorities.
Okay, thank you. 17.2, CCWG country names. Anybody going to be? Bart.
This working group sent out a progress report and say on behalf of the leadership, I want to read that, say, for the record, is where they stand in their progress. They've reconfirmed the conclusions on the policy overview and the typology of the study group on country names as well, and now they're starting to delve into the issues.
Thank you. 17.3, actually we had a presentation at the meeting already, so we'll move on. And an update from the ISTAC. There isn't really a chair. I've acted as an informal chair. So I'll provide an informal update, which is this group is the group of folks who are actually on the other respective working groups, or our representatives there on the ICG and the CCWG IANA. As well as the vice chairs and myself. And it's set up to be an exchange of information to make sure that the relative groups are coordinated, aware of what each other is doing, aware of any potential timelines or milestones that would be relevant to each other. It's also anticipated that whenever the accountability CCWG gets up and running, that at that point our nominees on that working group would also be part of the ISTAC. So essentially it's a clearinghouse for information between all of our members of the respective groups in and around the IANA and accountability issue. And we had our face-to-face meeting on, seems so long ago, Sunday. That's right. It's the 8-day, 4-day conference. So that provides an update, more or less than that. Are there any questions or concerns? No? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any other updates that are working group related that we have not covered that anybody would like to make mention of? Hearing none, I'll consider agenda item 17 covered. Thank you. Liaison updates, there are written updates. There are written updates from GNSO and ALAC.
Hello, this is Patrick Miles speaking for the record. Just wanted to give a little update on about 1 hour ago in the GNSO. There was an adoption of the IRTP4 recommendations, which will go to the board after a public comment. The GNSO also adopted the charter for the CWG on internet governance after a long discussion about who's going to be represented on that, whether it be stakeholder groups or constituency level. They also had a discussion about the accountability drafting team, and there's already some names coming forward for that, which there's about four names already. Jonathan Robertson was re-elected as chair, and the council saw seven incoming councillors. And that's a little update about recent events in GNSO, but there'll be a full report tomorrow from me to the council.
Thank you. Leslie, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just had a point on ALAC to remind council members that we have an early morning dance date with ALAC at 7:30 tomorrow in Olympic.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Okay, I will we'll consider 18 covered. Agenda item number 19 is just the date of the next two meetings, November 20th and December 11th. And the second item number 19, any other business? Anybody have any other business, or are we well covered? Christina?
Hello, yes. I wasn't completely correct when I said all the actions are done, because action 9805, I wanted to ask Keith about that if you... the action reads, Keith Davidson to provide a written update on the progress of the ICG to the council email list, including links to various important documents. It's coming, thank you.
Okay. You almost got out clean there. In the future, yes. Okay. Any other business? Thank you. We will consider that closed. Thank you and welcome to our, I guess this is to our new, our departing members and our new members. Yes, Thank you. And unfortunately, I think Hong could not be here. I don't at this time. No. Anyway, I would like to thank Hong for her service and significant hard work. Hong did a lot of heavy lifting, and she will be sorely missed. Anyway, thank you very much to Hong. And our new NomCom member, is he in the room? No? Chang? No. I know, I saw him earlier, but... Okay, well, in absentia, we'll welcome him to the CCNSO Council. Yes. Thank you. Before we go, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the single sponsor that we had for the CCNSO cocktail last night, .us and Newstar, and certainly Becky Burr. Unfortunately, she was definitely missed. But we did have, if you'll note, last night the red drink that was going around. That was actually the Ms. Burr cocktail. So I know I celebrated on her behalf there. Thank you very much to Newstar and .us for solely sponsoring what was certainly a very, very good evening and very well-attended evening. And with that, I'd like to bring this meeting to a close. I get somebody to make a motion to close. Hero, second, Keith, thank you. We'll call a meeting to a close. Thank you, everybody.